First of all, can you tell me about how the band came into being, its formation?
What?
How the band formed?
Yes.
Yeah, could you tell me about that?
In which year? Yeah, we're artists from Austria.
No, how the band came to form, came to got together.
We were formed in 2004. In 2007 we get signed by Northland Records.
Alright, yeah. How did the band's sign into Napalm come about, considering the band had only done a handful of shows?
Yeah, we won a fan contest in 2007, I think. Yeah. And so he signed us and gave us a worldwide contract. And so we put the heating up.
Okay, so it was after somebody saw a show then? It was after someone from Napalm sort of show then.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, then why did the band change its name then?
Because we had to.
Okay, copyright reasons, was it?
Salman Shatten is just it wasn't not the right name for the concept. Choose to change the name into some easier thing in some, it's no special word, you know, it's it has no meaning, no, it's just created, and it's not English, it's not German, yeah.
Okay, so the new name has no meaning then, artists. What are your thoughts on the debut record looking back?
Well, it could be better, but it was what it is, and we had to do it in a short time. So we put all the songs that we've written from the beginning of the band on this record, and it was aggressive, loud and fast. Songs, a better songwriting, album, and yeah, more melody, more variety.
So you feel that the songs on the first record weren't strong enough then?
Yeah, on My Apology, it's more, but I wouldn't say that there are no strong songs on the Healing, but the new records, the songs are more mature and better arranged from the songwriting. But the Healing is the Healing, and people like it, so it's okay.
And we hope that people would like Riotology.
Okay. What did the band in writing songs for a second album? What did the band set out to achieve? What did the band set out to achieve in making this new record?
Yeah, we wanted to do a concept album and a big album with an old story, you know. And each song tells
another chapter
of the whole story. Yeah.
Okay, and what's the concept then on the record?
The concept is that a guy
Is that why the album has multilingual lyrics then?
Pardon?
Is that why the there's tracks in German and Spanish and French and so on?
Yeah, because that's our thing. We love playing with different languages. I don't know really why, but sometimes it's on screens for another language.
You can put the song into a different atmosphere in another language. So, yeah, we love to play with different languages.
Okay, and is there like one person who writes the lyrics then?
What?
Is there one person who writes the lyrics?
We write the lyrics together as well as songs. So,
yeah.
Okay, so are you all like, do you all know different, languages then?
Well, school, basically. Yes.
More about the musical style on this record. I know you mentioned like more melodies and so on. How would you describe the musical style on the album in detail? I know like more melodies was mentioned. The fact that this album has more melodies than the last record. Couldn't like categorize the album under one specific style or anything then.
No, maybe the next record will be something totally different.
Oh yeah, definitely. How would you describe the riffing on this record?
The riffing.
Yeah, riffing guitar, like yeah. Alright, is there anything the band experimented with on the record at all, or?
Well, yeah, we have strings on one record. A pretty girl played strings on Between Poets and Feathers. It was a fucking great experience to work with a classic musician. And, yeah,
Emma Elliott and the good intros and stuff like that.
Okay, and obviously the band uses like different vocal styles, like obviously there's like growling and like clean vocals and like screaming and so on the record. How does the band go about meshing them together?
I leave that to my singer.
it's hard to tell, it's the emotion, you know, when we play the song and Obi and me are searching for notes and melodies on with the vocals and you do what you think that the song needs. So you scream or you sing too hard and the singing is not too clean. Not too clean, yes.
It's always rough and
yeah.
Grungy.
Okay. How would you describe the mix on the record, which is done by Jacob Hansen?
Fucking great, yeah. Actually, about 30 and still punchy as fuck hell and loud, and it feels like that he understands music.
Okay, so in general then, you two would say that the band is happy with this album then?
Yes, we are very proud, yes.
Okay.
It's huge work and we love it.
How would you describe the artwork by Jan? Alright, how did the band find him then? Or her? I don't know if it's a guy or a girl actually. How did the band find that specific artist? How did Jan end up doing artwork on the record?
Well, I saw his homepage on the internet and wrote him, I saw his work and I thought you would be the guy who would make the album. And it was the best choice ever.
Okay, did the band have any like creative input into the artwork? Like suggesting ideas?
Yes. We had this idea with the warrior and the riot in arts in Vienna. And yeah, he on canvas.
Okay, and what are the band's current plans?
As often live as we can.
We want to go on tour.
Yeah.
As soon as possible.
Yeah. Buy another record. Just doing what we do.
Are there any plans in motion for a new record?
Definitely will be an expected.
There are no plans.